Hello.
Good morning. So today, I'm going to be playing some selections of an ongoing project that I've invited pretty much everyone I've ever had some sort of connection to participate in. And today's grouping was designed around the music theme, and here it is.
So you get little John Denver for you. Sunshine on my shoulders make me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Something is so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. That's a good song. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you later. Bye.
It's 7:15 in the morning. My sister wakes up at 7. I have to be at work soon. And dreamed about Sweat Lodge. It's 7 a.m. and I just woke up from a dream. I'm shooting a game of horse with Cher. And now I'll go to work.
Last night I dreamed that I was wearing my dress that reminds me of a circus tent, and my green leggings, and a turquoise shirt. So that made getting dressed really easy this morning. I also dreamed that there was these trees that when you looked at them and you kind of crossed your eyes like you do with the magic eye books, they'd like pop out into even like more 3D existence, just like the magic eye books. And that was really neat. And I also dreamed that there was a really big dog that looked like a chihuahua, but it was like a million times the size of a chihuahua, and I was afraid it was going to eat my head.
So it's Thursday, February 18th. It's like 8:54. I just woke up from a dream. Earlier my dream was I'm in some conference room, and I didn't get accepted to some programs. I walk out, I grab like some fruit from a fruit bowl that was really good. I go out there and then I'm like wandering around some city looking for my friend whose mom just died and it's her birthday. I'm really upset because I got separated from the rest of my friends, and I'm walking around and there's like all these plots, so sort of squares, and I'm totally lost, and I'm crying, and upset, and I wind up, all of a sudden I'm in this bed, and I kind of like wake up, and there's this guy talking to this other guy next to me, telling this person, one of them had supposedly had cerebral palsy, and so the guy was telling him, like, that just because, something about actors, just because, that a lot of theater people are actually not so nice, and I stood up out of the bed and I said, actually, yeah, he's right. And I'm kind of undressed, so I start getting dressed, and then I walk out, and then next thing you know, I'm in a pool teaching people how to do handstands in the water.
It's Megan with your song of the morning. Here goes. Little journey for you. Good now, I can't be alone. Nothing behind. Believe what I said. So here I am. Would you love me? To me, open up. Yes, I'm singing this song, walking down the middle of the street, getting some looks. It's all good. Good morning, Albuquerque.
It's 8:00, and I don't have to work today. I just woke up from a dream about the bookstore where I used to work. And we were selling handcuffs now, or in the dream. It was weird.
Hey, this is the dreamer again. Last night I dreamed that I was in a house much bigger than my own, living with several people. My friend, who I haven't seen since high school, came in, and I kissed him on the mouth, full on the mouth. And then there was this other guy who was obviously trying to steal stuff from us, and we were like, oh my gosh, we got to get him out of here. And then he threatened me with a knife, actually four kitchen knives at once. And I was like, oh no! And so I grabbed another knife and actually held it to his neck, and I like got him out of the house by holding this knife to his neck. It was really, really amazing, because now I've got practice doing that in the dream world, so it's probably going to be easier to do in real life. Anyway, we had to go back in the house and find his gloves and the kid that he had left there, and some scarves and stuff, and give them to the police. It was really interesting. But it turned out that the kid had to go see a psychic, and so we took her to see a psychic, and she was going to be an artist, and it was pretty damn cool. That's about it.
Friday, February 19th, 9:34. Many little dreams to really recount one, but the last one right before I woke up, like on this highway, and all these people were standing on the side of the street, some people walking around in bathing suits, I don't know, and then my car, like, I pressed too much on the gas pedal, and I like flew off the side of the road. Then I tried to get back on the highway, and the car just like took off, and somehow I wasn't in it. It was just like flew off and like crashed into a bunch of stuff, and then people were like freaking out about it. Good.
Sup, Megan, calling again. I think I missed yesterday. So today you have two songs of the day, which are actually simultaneously going through my head, which is making for really funny songs. First one is a little something like this. People who need people are looking at people and the rest of the world. Okay, then it flashes to all of them. Straight up, not down to you, the world. Forever, oh, I am caught in the hit and straight up, not down, I am caught in you. Just having fun. And especially the part where she goes, ta-da! See you later.
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. It's 7:30 in the morning. I just woke up from a dream in which I had to fight a bunch of people off who were stealing my boyfriend's scooter. It was very scary. 10:30 in the morning, and I had a dream about visiting an old folks' home, and instead of beds, they were all in big hot tubs.
And hello again. So last night, I dreamt that I was sitting on the banks of a green river with some other people, when suddenly I noticed fire fall from the sky into the river. And then it seemed as though there was some sort of pressing situation upon us, like it was raining fire from the sky. So I began running over these cotton candy hills. They were purple and blue and pink, and seeing fire rain from the sky onto different things. And I wasn't very concerned. And I told other people, I'm not very concerned about this. I think it's okay. And right as I told these people, I saw a parking garage collapse. So I didn't lose my composure, really. I just kept running on the cotton candy hills. Yep.
Saturday, February 20th, 9:39. I woke up a little while ago, but my dreams were really boring and uninteresting, so I tried to go back to sleep, but that didn't really work. And now I forgot what I dreamed about anyway.
It's Megan.
Here's our song of the day. And some maybe not so wise words of wisdom.
Don't cry out loud, just keep it inside. Don't try to hide your feelings. Fly and fly. And if you should fall, just remember you will miss.
Yes, the sound of the neighborhood dogs. We're so awesome to my singing, apparently. Alright, see you later.
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia, and I don't remember much of my dream, but I know that there were rocks involved, and I think my dog was there.
Last night I dreamed that I was walking in somebody's backyard, and I saw all these little snowflakes coming down, and I said, oh my gosh, it's snowing. And the people I was with said, no, that's not snow. And then I realized it was summer or spring or something, and it was the cottonwood seeds floating down through the air, and they were really glowing. And then I walked further into the garden, and I saw all these different pictures of birds jumping into streams and things like that. And, yep, that was it.
Monday, February 22nd, 8:56. I just woke up a little while ago, but was lying in bed for a while trying to remember my dreams. I have a lot of flashes of them, but I can't seem to pin them down. I think it's because I woke up with an alarm today. I don't usually do that.
Megan, good morning. For some reason, I woke up with a medley of Michael Jackson songs in my head today. So I'm just going to hit you up with some Thriller. That, and then, be criminal. I mean, not gonna lie. Alright, bye-bye.
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. It's about 8 a.m., and last night I dreamed that my bed was huge, and I was on one side of it, and my boyfriend was on the other side of it, and we were, like, 30 feet away from each other.
Tuesday, February 23rd, 9:11 a.m. I just woke up, and one of my dreams last night, I can remember, I was riding a bike through the streets, and all of a sudden I pushed it out ahead of me a little bit, and it took off without me, and like I was like chasing it through like this light, and it was like just avoiding people, and I was like, I think it was like about to hit someone, and I was like chasing after it, but I couldn't catch up with it for the life of me, and then I wound up in this courtyard. I don't know, that's all I got.
I just totally forgot to call this morning. So there you go. You get the benefit of the song of the day, minus the howling dogs in the background. If you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, now baby, please don't go. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know the words for this one this time, but it was there,
bright and early. See you tomorrow.
Hello? So, at the request of Mr. Lee Montgomery, he wanted me to talk about this project a little bit more. So, using the Hold Your Phone Up project as sort of my own tool, I invited, as I said earlier, pretty much anybody I had ever met, besides the people in this room, to call in every day with a specific theme of their choosing, and I would edit them into a series of broadcasts, and oddly, mostly only women were calling, and several of them wanted to describe their dreams, and filling in with the music theme of today, I thought I would include all the early morning callers together in one broadcast. So there will be more, and I'm really excited about it because I'm connecting with people that I haven't seen in years and years and years. And yeah. I knew that because it, on the, I don't know, when you save it, I don't know how you guys do it, but when whoever's in charge of saving the calls on Hold Your Phone Up, it lists the time of the calling. Oh, it's a machine. Oh, yeah, so today's, they were all in order starting on the 18th of February to, I think, the 23rd or the 24th. So you can just see the progression of people's crazy thoughts or dreams. That's it. Hunter.